Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shumas Daf Mem Daled in the Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Ches, starting the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Shtei Kupois, there's two baskets, and if you have a Truma that fell into two, they join together to Mevatel the Truma. Says the Gemara, Shtei Kupois, B'Shtei Aliyos. You can have two baskets and two different Aliyos, and two different second floors on the top of a building, can be in two different places, meaning they don't have to be one next to each other. But shtei migurois that are connected to the ground, ba'aliyachas have to be in one place. Aval shtei migurois b'shtei aliyos loy bedo. We don't say when you have two things that are connected to the ground and in two different places, they join together to mevatel the truma. As Reb Chaim points out, that does not go like Reb Shimon in the Mishnah that said it could be even in two cities. Ma bin kupis le migurois says, well, what's the difference between a movable kupis baskets to migurois which are connected to the ground? Kupois darkam lispanus. Migurus ain't darkam lispanus. Baskets, you move from place to place. So it's possible these two baskets came together and the fruits in one went to the other. That's what they joined together to mevatel the truma. But migurus, they do not move from place to place, so there's no bitul. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Chiyo, Rabbi Shimon said, Hayu lefanum shtei kupois. He has two baskets. Bezucha mishuseo, u bezucha mishuseo. Each one has 50. V'novlo seo truma betorachas mehem. And you have seo truma into one of the baskets. I don't know which basket the truma fall into. And this is really the case that we're speaking about when you have two baskets that join together to mevatel the truma. But now the Gemara says the implication, what is it? We know when truma falls into a tarivis, into a pile, you take out one seyo, and you say this will be in exchange for the truma, as we spoke about in the previous daf. Where do you take the truma out from? Says the Gemara, Rotza lalois mizu male. You can take it from wherever he wants. You can take it from this basket. Or if you want, you can take it from the other basket. There's no specific place we have to take it out from. Merzo mizu male. Also, you can take half a sail from one basket, half a sail from another basket. We're really looking at these two baskets as one place. V'chen shnei mikvos. Similarly, when you have two mikvos of water. Bezu esrim seo. Each one has 20 sail, which is half the size of a mikvah. A mikvah is a 40 sail. But here you have two pools, each one 20 sail. V'nafra shloisha slugi maim shuvim l'tuich achas mehem. Three lugi maim shuvim were placed on the mikvah. Meaning, whenever you have three lugi maim shuvim, and it goes into water before you have the size of a mikvah, so then it ruins the mikvah. And the only way to fix it is only to take out the entire amount that was here, including what fell into it. Meaning, if you have 20 sail, and three lugim fall into it, then, in order to fix this mikveh, you yet must remove 20 seyah and 3 lugim. Now, in this case, you have two mikvehs, not one. Each one has 20 seyah. And I right now, 3 lugim fell in. Vein yadua leizu meim nafla. I don't know to which mikveh did the water fall into. Ratzu loitzi koveya psula mizu moitzi. And the Gilsa here on the side adds, mizu moitzi. In other words, he has the option now to take out from any mikveh that he wants. Meaning he has the option to take out the psul, water that psulim, either from the first mikveh or from the second mikveh. Mechzo mizeo, mechzo mizeo. He wants to take half the psul from one pool and another half the psul from another pool. Also moitzi. It also works. That's the same idea like the trumo. Because I don't know where it fell into it, I look at both of them together. Rabbi Simon Mishem Bar Pedayo says the following. Are you the fun of shtei kupois? He has two baskets. Bezucha b'shuseyo. Each basket has 50 seyo of produce. V'nafla seyo truma, but v'tuchachas behem. One seyo of truma fell into it. V'yadua leizunafla. I know where it fell into. I know which basket. V'chagach nafla b'shniyo. Now there is another truma that fell in. V'en yadua leizunafla. I just don't know to where it fell. So then, oimim lemokav shenafla rishoyno, shama nafla ashniyo. I assume wherever the first one fell, the second one fell. So he has basket A, he has basket B. He has truma that fell into basket A. He has another truma, I don't know where it fell. Did it fall in basket A and basket B? I assume it fell into basket A as well. Why? Lama shetoyulim kalkolo bamikulko. We assume the bad went after the bad. It's a kulo in bito of derabanan, because with deraiso, things are bato one by two. And this is only a din derabanan. So your bunny, your makel, that if you know for sure one of them has a problem, we assume the truma fell into the problematic one. Says the moral, ribo ala yaduo ubatlo. But now let's say he took the basket A and he added more produce to it. And he brought it up, instead of being 50, it's now 101. Shoigeg, he did by mistake, because if you do it by mezid, bitul doesn't work. But it was a mistake. By mistake, there was more produce added over here, and now you have a total of 101. Male, you could take out now one seo, umatir, and he's matir the first basket from the for sure one, meaning A, basket A, I knew Truma was there. Now that basket A has 100, so it's mevatel the Truma. So all you have to do is take out one piece, one seo, which is going to be in exchange for the Truma. And Kurt, now you go back to state that basket A and basket B, none of them is worse than the other. And you know that there's a second Truma that fell in, I just don't know to where. So what do you do now? So the second one now needs to be proved that I'm getting, meaning now I have a suffix in both. And I can't just assume the Truma is in the first basket. I assume right now the Truma is in one of the two baskets, I don't know which one, because the first one is already fixed from the original Truma. So all you have here is the second Truma. The second Truma could be either in basket A or in basket B. Says the Gemara now in Amud Beis. So you have two seah coming out of 150. What does the Gemara mean to say? So Reb Chaim here has a pshat, which tzarich l'ubir why he has to say this pshat. What Reb Chaim says is if you add it to the basket A, instead of adding to bring it to 100, you brought it up to 150. So now you have 150 in basket A, and you have 50 in basket B. So now you have 200 in total. So you mevatel both trumas that fell. The first trumas that fell has over 100 in basket A to mevatel it. Now you have an additional 50 basket A plus 50 basket B. That's good enough to mevatel the trumo that fell in the second time. The prichodosh in your video, in the end of Hilchos Taharuvos, he brings this gemara and he explains it differently. He continues the same case that we had before. You add a basket, basket A had 50. Then 50 were added to it. So now what do? You take out one, and now the Truma is batal and you're good. I have in between, in the meantime, there was another Truma that fell in, I just don't know where. Did it fall into basket A and fall in basket B? Once you take out the Truma in exchange for the original Truma, so now what do I have left? I have 100 seyo in basket A, and 50 in basket B, and I have a truma that fell into one of them, not sure to what. So what do? I could also be mala the truma from this 150 total. So now what comes out is from this 150, in total I took out two trumas, two exchange of trumas. I took one for basket A that has there 101, I took out one. Now I have 150 in total, and I have a suffix truma in one of them, I have 150, take out the second one. In total, I took out two trumas. Now it seems that Reb Chaim doesn't like this pshat, because according to Reb Chaim, I'm not able to take trumas out of 150. I need to have 200. I have here two trumas that fell in here. I don't know where they are, but I for sure have two trumas. So if I have only 150, you can't use 150 to mevado two trumas. You can mevado only one truma. But the Prichodesh seems to say that because one truma I know exactly where it is, and one truma I don't know where it is, so I do it in two stages. The one I know where it is, I'm mevatel on its own. And then I go and I deal with the second one that fell and try to figure out where it fell into. I come down now and say, okay, I can use both baskets. It's as if I'm having a new discussion, so that's why I don't combine both trumas together in the time of the bitul. So to summarize, we have two pshatim in the Gemara that we're talking about now, that you have a total of 200 chulin connected to trumas, or you have now a total of 150. Continues the Gemara, Shnei kupo is bezu chamish v'seo, bezu chamish v'seo. Now I have two baskets. Each one has 50 seo. V'navla seo truma l'toich achas mehem, and there's a seo truma that fell into one of them. V'ein yadu leiz in emnafla. I don't know to which one I fell. Is it basket A or basket B? I have no clue. But now there's a second truma that fell in. I know where it fell into. It fell into basket A. I don't say retroactively, because I know the basket A has truma B, is that truma number two, it probably has also truma number one. Because it only works the opposite. Once I know this truma number one, I assume the bad went into the bad. But if I don't know where it is, and now I have something bad that happened, I don't go retroactively and say that the first truma also fell in the same place. Then he added now 50 to one of the baskets. And now it has 100. And it's mevatel the truma. And of course he did it b'shoigig, because if you do it b'mezid, you can't do bitul. Male umate, you take out one truma and it's mutter. The second one is asur until you marba on it as well b'shoigig. So the way Reb Chaim explains the case. In basket A, I have truma that fell on the second stage. But the first truma, I don't know where it is. So if I go to basket B and I had 50 chulin to it, so the truma, the suffix truma that's over there is batal. So I don't have any more truma, I take it out. Basket A still has truma in it because I know for sure that basket A fell, there's truma that fell into it. So I have to wait for basket A to add another 50 b'shoigig and then I can bevatel basket A from the truma. And even if this if first truma fell to basket A, in total I have here 200 chulin because I have 100 basket A, 100 basket B. So imanam shach, once I have 200, both trumas are batel and you just have to be malik connected them. Says the Gemara, Omar mashal lematan trumo, mashal lemalan chulin. What we learned before, that when you give to the kohen, you have two baskets and you have to go be malik truma to the kohen. He could choose where to be malik to the truma for the kohen. So if he comes and says the bottom will be truma and the top will be chulin, or mashalamata chulin, mashalamata truma, or the opposite, ledai to advar tol, it depends on him, he can make that decision. For if the mikveh ken, similar to what we learned regarding the mikveh. Regarding the mikveh, we said if you have two pools, one of them he has to come and take out the water to mevatel the shleish shalugim ha'yishuvim. Oma mashalamata kivo ksheiro, mashalamalo kivo psulo. Because the bottom one is the one which is kosher water. The top pool is the one which is pasul. Or mashlamata kivim psulo, mashlamalo kivim kshiru, or the opposite. Ledabdur dover toli. It depends on him, he can make that decision. Kedusha the one that says that omar kupas malois umiguris eino malois. We learned before, the baskets can join together in two different aliyahs, but miguris, which connected to the ground, cannot join together. Hey chavita, what's the case? Shte miguris b'shte aliyahs. You have two miguris and two different aliyahs. And the seir truma fell into one of them. Shtei masuris, they're both going to be asur because I don't join them together. I don't know into which one the truma fell. So each one of them is asur. Riba alachas mehem uvitlo shoygig. If he came and he added to one of them and made it 100 chulin connected the truma, so he's mevatel the truma. Male, he could pick up one piece of seil to be exchanged with the truma. Umater, that becomes motor. Fashniyah on the second Megura, which is in the other Aliyah, the Kishiyar Bala Shoigig Muteret, so once 50 was added to that, is also Mutter. And the Chiddush is the next line. Ve'ena Tzricha Aliyah Shekval also Trumo. But the second basket, you don't have to take anything in exchange for the original Trumo. Meaning you already gave something to the Kohen. So I don't have to give another thing to the Kohen. And the Chiddush is like this. Even though I'm looking at each Megura separately, but there's only one Trumo that got mixed up in these Meguras. It's fell into one of the Meguras, I don't know which one. So each Megura becomes Usr until you don't have 100 Chulin to Mevatel a Trumo. But once I do have 100 in each one, all I need to do is take a Trumo from one of them and give it to the Kohen. So the first one, it was became Mutter, you gave one to the Kohen. The second one still stays Usr. Once you have another 50, and now it's Mevatel, whatever's in it, there's no din to give something to the Kohen because the Kohen already received an exchange for the Trumo that he lost. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Mem Dalet.